I would like to say thank you to Upstart for supporting the Daily Boost today. We love our sponsors, and I appreciate you supporting our sponsors. Upstart is a fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan, all online. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/boost. How are you? Are you ready for an awesome week? Get out there and make your dreams come true no matter what gets in the way. Why not? That's what it's all about, right? Figure out what you want. Go after it. But sometimes you think you got to practice to get perfection. And it doesn't always work out that way, but it does work out even better. And I'll show you how to do that today. What I think is going to be a very cool show for you. This is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Hard to believe in our 15th season. 4,000 episodes, 48 million downloads, about ready to take over to 49. Pretty much the same mission, though. Everybody stands up, takes a step, and repeats until you get what you want, no matter what happens. Life begins when you move. You get this big dream, this idea, and why not? So right now, today, you and tens of thousands of other folks just like you are listening to this podcast thinking, okay, I hope there is somebody out there just like me who is going for it, and as long as I know somebody else can go for it, I can go for it, too. And that's how it works. Kind of cool stuff. How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy you're here today. So before we get on with today's show, I want to talk about debt and why it's holding you back from getting what you want. Too much debt is an energy suck. It's a stressor. No matter how high you want to climb, it's like having cement blocks tied around your legs. You know that. Don't get me started about what it does to relationships. It's terrible stuff. You need to get debt-free right now, and Upstart is the fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan all online. Over 500,000 people have used an Upstart fixed monthly payment to pay off just about anything. And unlike other lenders, Upstart looks at more than your credit score, like your income and your employment history. It takes 5 minutes online for you to see your rate upfront for loans between $1,000 and $50,000. And the cash arrives in as little as one business day. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/boost. That's upstart.com/boost. Don't forget to use the URL. Let them know that I sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/boost. Every Monday, I want to know, have you done your homework? Did you sit down and look at your life and think, hey, it's going pretty good. How am I going to keep it like this? Or, there's a few things I want to change. What am I going to do? I promise you this, if you take just a few minutes a week, and if you really want to do the advanced version, take a few minutes every single day and do your homework and ask those questions, life will change for you really fast. Get my Perfect Week Planner at MotivationToMove.com. Watch the video. It'll teach you how to factor all this stuff in to your day-to-day life and your week-to-week life so anything you want becomes possible. Do your homework. So over the years, I've done a lot of things. I've always been a learner. I've always been a competitor. I've always liked to do new things. And I get out there and I get involved in just new stuff all the time. It's at this point in the hundreds of things I've done over the years, maybe thousands. But I've had a lot of teachers because I'm a big, big, big believer that having somebody teach me, a coach, if you will, who has done what I want to do and done it at a very high level is the absolute best way to go. I invest in myself all the time. And that doesn't mean buying a course. Courses are great. It doesn't mean reading a book. A book is great. It doesn't mean Googling all day long and thinking I figured it out. No, that's okay. That's fine. You can get started with that. I go to a coach and I say, teach me, coach. And they do. Now, some are just teachers. And there's a difference, I think, between a teacher and a coach. A coach is really in there. A teacher is just teaching you stuff. But a lot of teachers over the years have told me this. They've said, Scott, you need to practice more at what you do. Just practice more. Like, oh, yeah, it made sense to me as a young man and growing up. I want to go practice. Listen to my teacher, right? Practice makes perfect. That's what they always would say. And so, yes, I would go practice because I'd look around and I would see people that were doing the things I want to be doing. And I know that, you know, that, like they say, the 10,000 hour rule, just do something for 10,000 hours. You're going to get good at it, but not really. You got to kind of be doing it at a high level and you have to do it correctly. Well, in the early days, when I was told just to go practice, sometimes I didn't know what I was doing. I still don't know what I'm doing in so many things right now. Some people agree with that. But in other ways, I've got it figured out. I would practice. I would just dig in. I would not take any breaks. I was going to get good at what I was doing. What I didn't realize was practicing wasn't necessarily making me good. It turns out that practicing only produces perfection when you practice it perfectly. A lot of P's going on here. Hang on there. We'll see if I can make it through this. Let me say that again. Practicing only produces perfection when you practice perfectly. I did it. When everything is correct, when you know what you're doing, when you can catch your mistakes and know how to adjust those, when you really literally know how the pieces go together and now you're just making sure you can get them right. But if that were the case, why would we need to practice? Practice does not make you perfect. Practice does make you permanent. I can't tell you how many times I practiced the wrong thing too many times, thinking I was doing it perfectly. All I was doing was making my mistakes permanent. And that's always frustrating, isn't it? Have to go relearn what you learned? Can't tell you how many times I've done that over the years. These days, I try to avoid that completely. I try to get that coach, get somebody who can put me down and say, hey, here's how you do it exactly. And I will practice just that little small thing that I can master, that I can control, that I know is absolutely dead on right. And I'll practice and practice and practice, and that becomes permanent. And then I build on that foundation. So think about this for just a moment. Practice does not make perfect, it makes permanent. So if you practice, say, bad thinking, stinky thinking, you know, kind of negative thoughts. Well, if you do that, you're going to get, it's going to be permanent. You're going to get all the negative thoughts you could ever want. Do it long enough, and it's a life full of negative thoughts. Because practice makes permanent. How about bad manners? We see this around still these days. Well, I guess it's never gone away. Pandemic has kind of made it a little crazy. See some of that out there right now. If you have bad manners, and you practice those bad manners, you're going to get pretty good at being rude to others, aren't you? You're likely going to get the same treatment in return. Practice makes permanent. How about bad relationships? If you had bad relationship skills, you are guaranteed to miss out on some of the best that life has to offer because practice makes permanent. If that's what you spend your time practicing, you're going to get very good at it, even though it's not very good. Practice makes permanent. But think about it the other way around. If you practice being a good person, that is always thinking of others, how cool is that going to be? You're going to get very good at doing that, aren't you? And you know what? I bet you're going to find yourself surrounded by good people who are thinking of you as well. Practice makes permanent. Practice being present, respectful, and loving in your relationships, and you're never going to be alone. It's pretty amazing stuff when you think about this. So there are a lot of folks out there these days that are doing that. They're digging in. They're practicing. We are learning more, I think, in a day these days than people 100 years ago learned in a lifetime. But is it right? Is it correct? And here's what I do. I'll give this advice. I always second guess that. I always say, okay, am I getting the right information here? Am I getting exactly the tool that's proper, the exact information I need to make things work? Am I going to spend my time practicing this? And is it going to be the right tool that I need to get where I want to go? That takes a lot of evaluation. And sometimes it takes a lot of experience, a lot of wisdom to get there. And eventually you kind of see it from the 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 foot view, and you know to pull back. But I never, and I would highly suggest you do the same thing, but I never dig in and practice on something unless I know I'm absolutely practicing the right skill set. It's a simple truth. Anybody can tell you to go practice because that will make perfect. Anybody can say that. And at its very core, it's probably got some truth in it. It will eventually get you there. But you've got to have the right foundation underneath it. So whatever you're doing today, I want you to look at your life. I want you to look at how you deal with people, how you're making your money, how you're whatever it happens to be today. And I want you to decide, are you doing it right? Do you have the right foundation? Is it being done according to what you think it should be for your outcome that you have somewhere down the road? Or are you just kind of practicing something because you thought maybe you'd try and see if you can get good at it? I'm going to accelerate you by years just by putting this mindset inside of you. I am. All right. I got to get out of here. We got a big show tomorrow. By the way, I did want to mention that if I sound just a tad off today, it's because I've taken my wonderful studio I built back in January. And we have decided to make a mobile version of it. Actually, it's the entire studio packed up in a very cool little box. So I can go anywhere in the world with this thing because there are things happening and things are changing. And in the coming weeks, you'll know what's going to be happening. But I am a little bit flummoxed today, as they would say, because I'm kind of in a weird environment. It's like a new pair of shoes. They feel good, but they feel weird. We'll get over it anyway. Have a nice day. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.